Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey. The MTA board voted 11-1 on final approval for its first-in-the-nation congestion pricing plan yesterday. Most vehicles with EasyPass will be charged $15 during peak hours, weekdays, and weekends, $22.50 for drivers without EasyPass. Off-peak rates will be reduced 75%. Alfonso A. Castillo and Nicholas Spangler report on Newsday.com that the MTA board's new Suffolk representative, Mark Herbst, in his first board meeting, said he felt obligated to vote in favor of the plan because without it, the MTA would be deprived of the same capital funding that paid for critical infrastructure investments on Long Island, including the LIRR's new $2.5 billion third track. Exemptions for the new congestion pricing system include East End Bus and Tour operator Hampton Jitney. As quoted on 27East.com, Hampton Jitney President Jeffrey Lynch said, "We are extremely pleased to hear that Hampton Jitney, along with other commuter operations in and out of Manhattan, have been included in the Central Business District's congestion toll program exemption list." Members of the Shinnecock Nation Council of Trustees, including Chairman Brian Polite, made a trip to Brooklyn this past Friday to be on hand for oral arguments that were finally scheduled after a long wait in the dispute between the nation and the state of New York over the tribe's construction of two 61-foot-tall electronic billboard monuments on both sides of Sunrise Highway on their Westwoods land in Hampton Bays. Kaylin Riley reports on 27East.com that in 2019, the State Department of Transportation and the state of New York sued the nation's seven tribal trustees individually, as well as the company the tribe contracted with to build the digital billboards, saying they violated state law by constructing and operating the billboards along a Sunrise Highway right-of-way without DOT work permits. The timetable for a ruling is wide. The court could make a determination in less than 2 weeks or as far out as June when the current session ends. The tribe also is in the early stages of clearing and preparing 10 acres of land on its Westwoods property, very close to the monument on the westbound side of Sunrise Highway in Hampton Bays, for construction of a gas station travel plaza. During our March into Spring 2024 fund drive, we invite you to join us as we present a special offer. When you make a gift now until midnight tonight, your donation will be matched and then matched again, dollar for dollar for dollar, up to $50,000, thanks to Board Chairman James Atwood. So triple your contribution now by donating online at WLIWFM.org. That's WLIWFM.org. Or call us at 800-262-0717. That's 800-262-0717. When you make a contribution now until midnight tonight, your donation will be tripled. And when calling us at 800-262-0717 with a donation, learn how you can leave a comment, which we might well use on air. Please, renew or become a first-time contributing member and play a significant role in sustaining our, your, local East End Community Public Radio Station. Plus, all listeners who make a single donation of $120 or a monthly sustaining donation of $10 a month will receive a nice gift from us. In addition to that, you'll receive membership in our sister public television station, WLIW, and gain access to stream countless hours of exclusive titles and PBS favorites with WLIW Passport. So please donate online at WLIWFM.org or call us at 800-262-0717. It'll be tripled. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.